This is going to be a big weekend for college sports with the NCAA Final Four in San Antonio. But for commentator Bob Cook, the real action is going to be at Bethany College in Kansas. It's the President's Cup, where the top four collegiate chess programs in the nation will compete. Bob Cook says the tournament's favorites are as disliked in the chess world as some basketball programs are in the NCAA.
The controversy rocking the collegiate chess world is much the same as when a lottery winner buys the biggest house in a well-to-do neighborhood. The neighbors cluck their tongues, wondering how this rank vulgarian figured he earned his wealth, and promise themselves they will not let this vile creature buy his way to respectability. Alas, the blue bloods of college chess can only stand by as the University of Maryland Baltimore County and University of Texas Dallas get set to dominate another tournament. For many years, intercollegiate chess was a genteel activity in which it was assumed schools drew from their actual student pool for team members. But in 1995, Maryland Baltimore County, and later Texas Dallas, began recruiting grandmasters and offering full-ride chess scholarships. The schools aren't building 65,000-seat chess stadiums or signing national TV contracts, although Maryland Baltimore County is bringing the art of trash-talking to chess, what with assigning its players nicknames like The Invincible, The Polish Magician, and The Surgeon. No word on whether players are also required to get tattoos and baggy shorts. In the Judge Smales role trying to keep the club respectable is the University of Chicago. Chicago won a record 6 Pan-American Intercollegiate Championships over 50 years, then watched Maryland-Baltimore County take only 7 years to match its feat. The Pan-American is now a precursor to the President's Cup, which began in 2001. In Chicago's listing of past Pan-American champions, the club put asterisks beside Maryland-Baltimore County and Texas-Dallas, denoting, "uses professional players." At the 2003 President's Cup, one Chicago player told the crowd at a pre-tournament banquet in no uncertain terms how his team felt about Maryland-Baltimore County and Texas-Dallas, which were in the audience. Quoting from the Chicago team's website, "Reminding the audience that Chicago got the first Heisman Trophy ever awarded, he noted that other collegiate teams soon started hiring meatpackers to play for them, and Chicago chose to concentrate on more intellectual endeavors." The Chicago team has time to figure out what would be more intellectual than chess, because it is not in the President's Cup this year. However, Maryland-Baltimore County and Texas-Dallas say they maintain strict academic requirements for their players, so they're unapologetic about their domination. Anyway, the college tournaments are run by the U.S. Chess Federation, so the rules are not NCAA rules. While a minimum grade point average is required for participation, players don't have to take as many classes, and there are no restrictions based on prior professional experience. In college basketball, the best players go pro early. In collegiate chess, the best pros can go back to college. Now at least 13 other schools are offering chess scholarships. Perhaps it means colleges are recognizing its brainiest competitors should get the same rewards as its football teams. Or perhaps it means someday would-be Garry Kasparovs will get $100 handshakes from sneaky chess boosters. Whatever happens, it appears that, for now, the scholarship strategy of Maryland-Baltimore County and Texas-Dallas is checkmating the competition.
Bob Cook writes about sports for the online magazine, FLAC.